If this Christ could speak, imagine the things he would tell us. Doña Maria Arias de Ugarte founded two chaplaincies on this altarpiece so that the priests in her family would pray for her soul and the souls of her husband, Juan de Cipián, her relatives, among which were her aunts and cousins who founded the convent, the relatives of Captain and Encomendero Francisco de Novoa Maldonado, Father Juan Cotrina, the indigenous peoples of her encomienda, and the slaves who served her. Chaplaincies were the biggest token of affection that she could have given her own people, in order to shorten the time their souls would spend in the purgatory. Thanks to chaplaincies, masses were celebrated for saints like St. Paul, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Isabel of Hungary, St. Didacus of Alcala, St. John Baptist, St. Joseph, St. Roch, St. Nicholas of Tolentino, and St. Clare. Wow, that's a long calendar of saints. And to top it off, they celebrated a sung mass for the guardian angel. Lady Maria named the Santa Clara Abbess and the school president of the Society of Jesus as main patrons of the chaplaincies. They administered the profit from her houses located on the Plaza de Santa Fe and used it to pay for the masses. And between you and me, I think their souls were really saved. Because imagine having your soul prayed for during 3 centuries, up until 1858. Sometime later, General Mosquera enacted a law to expropriate all church assets. There were houses, shops, farms, and plots of land that many families had left to the church to pay for masses that would guarantee the salvation of their souls, because they were fearful that they might not go to heaven.